Up in the morning early. Cold blows the wind frae east to west. The drift is driving surly. Sae loud and shrill as I hear the blast, I'm sure it's winter fairly. Up in the morning's no for me, up in the morning early. When all the hills are covered with snow, I'm sure it's winter fairly. The birds sit chittering in the thorn, all day they fare but sparely. And lang's the nicht frae e'en to morn, I'm sure it's winter fairly. Up in the morning's no for me, up in the morning early. When all the hills are covered with snow, I'm sure it's winter fairly.
Sunshine, rain a fall. Sunshine and rain a fall. The devil and him wife can't agree at all. The two of them want one fish head. The devil call him wife bonehead. She hiss her teeth, call him cockeye, greedy, worthless, and work shy. While them busy calling name, the puss walking says it's a shame to see a nice fish go to waste, left with a big grin upon him face.
A 14-year-old convalescent cat in the winter. I want him to have another living summer, to lie in the sun and enjoy the douceur de vivre, because the sun, like golden rum in a rummer, is what makes an idle cat and tout petit per ivre. I want him to lie stretched out, contented, revelling in the heat, his fur all dry and warm. An old-aged pensioner, retired, resented by no one, and happinesses in a bee-like swarm to settle on him. Postponed for another season, that last fated, hateful journey to the vet, from which there is no return, and age the reason, which must soon come, as I cannot forget.
Old English riddle. A moth, I thought, munching a word. How marvellously weird, a worm digesting a man's sayings. A sneak thief nibbling in the shadows at the shape of a poet's thunderous phrases. How unutterably strange. And the pilfering parasite none the wiser for the words he has swallowed.
The tiger. Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye could frame thy fearful symmetry? In what distant deeps or skies burnt the fire of thine eyes? On what wings dare he aspire? What the hand dare seize the fire? And what shoulder and what art could twist the sinews of thy heart? And when thy heart began to beat, what dread hand and what dread feet? What the hammer, what the chain? In what furnace was thy brain? What the anvil, what dread grasp dare its deadly terrors clasp? When the stars threw down their spears and watered heaven with their tears, did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lamb make thee? Tiger, tiger, burning bright in the forests of the night, what immortal hand or eye dare frame thy fearful symmetry?
The Twa Corbies. As I was walking all alane, I heard twa corbies making amain. The tane unto the tither say, "Whar shall we gang and dine the day?" In behind yon old fail dyke, I wot there lies a new slain knight, and naebody kens that he lies there but his hawk, his hound, and lady fair. His hound is to the hunting gain, his hawk to fetch the wild fowl hame, his lady's ta'en another mate. Say we may make our dinner sweet. Ye'll sit on his white horse bane, and I'll pike out his bonny blue een. The a-lock of his golden hair will thick our nest when it grows bare. Many a one for him makes mane, but nane shall ken where he is gane. O'er his white banes, when they are bare, the wind shall blaw for evermair.
The Silver Swan. The Silver Swan, who living had no note, when death approached, unlocked her silent throat. Leaning her breast against the reedy shore, thus sung her first and last, and sung no more. Farewell, all joys. O death, come close mine eyes. More geese than swans now live. More fools than wise.
I have a gentle cock. I have a gentle cock, croweth me day. He doth me risen early, my matins for to say. I have a gentle cock, common he is of great. His comb is of red coral, his tail is of jet. I have a gentle cock, common he is of kind. His comb is of red sorrel, his tail is of eind. His legs be of azure, so gentle and so small. His spurs are of silver white into the water wall. His eyes are of crystal, locked all in amber. And every night he percheth him in my lady's chamber.
The Lobster Quadrille. Will you walk a little faster, said a whiting to a snail. There's a porpoise close behind us, and he's treading on my tail. See how eagerly the lobsters and the turtles all advance. They are waiting on the shingle. Will you come and join the dance? Will you, won't you, will you, won't you, will you join the dance? Will you, won't you, will you, won't you, won't you join the dance? You can really have no notion how delightful it will be when they take us up and throw us with the lobsters out to sea. But the snail replied, too far, too far, and gave a look askance. Said he thanked the whiting kindly, but he would not join the dance. Would not, could not, would not join the dance. Would not, could not, could not join the dance. What matters it how far we go, his scaly friend replied. There is another shore, you know, upon the other side. The further off from England, the nearer is to France. Then turn not pale, beloved snail, but come and join the dance. Will you, won't you, will you, won't you, will you join the dance? Will you, won't you, will you, won't you, won't you join the dance?
Stars and planets. Trees are cages for them. Water holds its breath to balance them without smudging on its delicate meniscus. Children watch them playing in the heavenly playground. Men use them to lug ships across oceans, through firths. They seem so twinkle still, but they never cease inventing new spaces and huge explosions and migrating in mathematical tribes over the steppes of space at their outrageous ease. It's hard to think that the earth is one. This poor, sad bearer of wars and disasters, Rolls-Roycing around the sun with its load of gangsters, attended only by the loveless moon.
Full Moon and Little Frida. A cool, small evening shrunk to a dog bark and the clank of a bucket. And you listening. A spider's web, tense for the dew's touch. A pail lifted, still and brimming. Mirror to tempt a first star to a tremor. Cows are going home in the lane there, looping the hedges with their warm wreaths of breath. A dark river of blood, many boulders, balancing unspilled milk. Moon, you cry suddenly. Moon! Moon! The moon has stepped back like an artist, gazing amazed at a work that points at him. Amazed.
Delay. The radiance of that star that leans on me was shining years ago. The light that now glitters up there, my eye may never see. And so the time lag teases me with how love that loves now may not reach me until its first desire is spent. The star's impulse must wait for eyes to claim it beautiful. And love arrived may find us somewhere else.
Snow. In the gloom of whiteness, in the great silence of snow, a child was sighing and bitterly saying, "Oh, they have killed a white bird up there on her nest. The down is fluttering from her breast." And still it fell through that dusky brightness on the child crying for the bird of the snow.
The Loch Ness Monster's Song. Blum, blum, blum.